Welcome to the Desired State, January 2024 issue. Beginning quote, the leadership team regularly looks at school performance data and aggregate classroom observation data and uses that data to make decisions about school improvement and professional development needs. End quote. That quote's from the Wise Ways Indicator 45. Welcome to the new year in the Desired State in 2024. Where data-driven decisions take the lead of the content this edition. As the true architects of change and improvement efforts, the district and building leadership teams consider disaggregated student outcome data. A hope would be that all leadership teams set aside valuable time to reflect and refine. By doing so, teams can make the most of the time and energies between now and the end of the school year. As teams dig into the data, patterns that lay the foundation for decision-making rise to the top. The potential patterns the data reveals, as well as any adjustments to be made, is not a guessing game, but rather science, guided by the keen insights derived from these observations. Time is a precious resource, and leadership teams recognize the value of spending time in the data. They convene to assess, celebrate strengths, and address potential gaps identified from the data. The result? A roadmap for professional development that aligns with the mission of improvement efforts. There are four foundational areas of continuous school improvement. Those are communication, leadership, database decision-making, and collaboration. As the Kansas Learning Network provides information to the CSI, TSI, and ATS buildings and districts, the focus will remain on those foundational areas. As the leadership team sets aside time during meetings to focus on improvement efforts and data, some questions for consideration are, what data sets are being utilized to know if school improvement efforts are having the impact the team identified at the beginning of the school year? What patterns are emerging that signal strengths in the data? How are those strengths being shared with the staff? What patterns might be emerging the team may need to address? How are those patterns being shared with staff? And lastly, what professional development needs might the team explore to address potential gaps? Additional resources are available on our website at www.ksdetasn.org/KLN. Again, that's www.ksdetasn.org/KLN. Thank you for listening.